ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
One man who's set to play a pivotal role in the season, and we'll have a lot of selectors watching him given the form of Nathan Lyon right now, is former Australian Test spinner Todd Murphy, and he's been good enough to join me on Summer Grandstand this morning. Welcome to the program, Todd.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me on.
So excited to get this Big Bash season underway, and I imagine for you so much so as well, because the last couple of years that the Sixers have been right in contention and have just fallen short at the last couple of hurdles, and you add in a very big inclusion. How is the squad feeling now that Baba Azam is part of the team?
Yeah, you're right. It's a really exciting time of the year, and I thought it was always a really nice build-up to Big Bash cricket. And as you mentioned, the Sixers, we've managed to be, sort of there or thereabouts over the last few years without sort of getting one done. So I think the boys are quite eager to try and make sure we give ourselves that opportunity again. And, adding a guy like Baba Azam into the squads, it's pretty bloody good. And I think it makes everyone a bit more excited. And, I hope there's some good buzz around the ground. And, plenty of Sixers fans cheering us on.
It's quite a volatile format, T20 cricket. Sometimes you do need a bit of luck. But what did you learn out of last year's campaign losing the Challenger to the Thunder? Did you feel like you were far off it, or is there just a little couple of tweaks that needed to be made?
Yeah, I think it's a bit of both. You're obviously quite confident in what the group can do with the consistency we've shown over the last few years to give ourselves a chance of being there. And then it is probably just in those key moments, just touching up on a few little things and trying to win those, those really important parts of the game. But yeah, as you mentioned, the sort of luck does play a part in T20 cricket. And I think when you give yourself enough of a chance, at some stage it's going to turn for you. So that's sort of what we're hoping for this year.
And it helps, as I touched on, you bring in a big name like Baba Azam, and then Mitch Stark, in all likelihood, come January, gets to play his first Big Bash game in 11 years. That'll be a massive inclusion.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting to sort of hear those names floated about, like potentially coming back and playing. Obviously, they've had such a big workload over the last few years with Test cricket and white ball cricket. So if the gap lines up and you can, add a guy like that back in, and even we've seen over the last couple of years, Steve Smith's always the first bloke to come back in and want to play Big Bash cricket. And it feels like the competition really goes up a notch when those guys come back and play. So we'd obviously welcome them back straight away if the opportunity arose, and I'm sure everyone would love to see that in Australian cricket.
I know there was a lot of excitement during the week about what was going to happen with the number 56s and Baba Azam and Mitch Stark, and Baba ends up getting 056. How did that go down in the playing group now that he's got triple digits?
Yeah, I've never seen that before, but he's obviously quite nicely affiliated with number 56, and he didn't want to let that go, and I don't think Starkey was going to let it go either. So, they've just added a nice little touch there with the zero, and I think it works for everyone. So, it doesn't faze us too much at all. As long as Bubba's happy and he's comfortable with the number on his back, then we're all good.
And hey, we've listed off all these big names, but we're forgetting you. You're a Test player, Todd, and you've been in the Big Bash for a while now. How are you faring in franchise cricket these days? Because I feel like it can be a treacherous landscape for spinners, given that it's so aggressive in terms of the batting. How do you like Big Bash?
Yeah, I think it's always a really enjoyable time of the year. And sort of as you mentioned, there'll be no doubt some games where, as a spinner, you go the journey a little bit, and then there's other games where you'll pick up a couple of wickets with blokes going extra hard at you. So it's one of those ones you're trying to get too hung up on, and you just enjoy it for what it is, and try and just put your best foot forward and just hope that you get the chances at the right time. But it's a really enjoyable time of the year. For me, coming up to Sydney from Melbourne sort of breaks up the whole summer as well, and coming into a new environment, really refreshing, and I always really enjoy BBL time.
The Sydney Sixers, Todd Murphy is my guest on Summer Grandstand today ahead of the season opener for BBL 15, which you can hear after the Sam and Limo later today from 6:30 Eastern Daylight Time out in Perth Stadium, the Scorchers and the Sixers in what is going to be an excellent opener to what should be a really enthralling campaign. And you can hear every game on the ABC Listen app through the white BBL button. Todd, your form's actually been pretty solid this summer as well. So 10 wickets in the four games that you've played recently. Victoria's at the top of the table as well in the Sheffield Shield at 5-1. So that's a really handy kind of campaign. How have you found the summer of cricket so far for you personally?
Yeah, it's been awesome. We've been playing some really good cricket at Victoria, and it's been nice to sort of push hard at the start of the year. And we've set ourselves up quite nicely sort of heading into the back half of the year after the BBL. And personally, it's been really nice to contribute to some really good wins. And I feel like we've got a group now that sort of transitioned from sort of working out first class cricket to a bunch of guys now that are really confident in what we do. And it's a really nice vibe around the group at the moment. And we're really keen on trying to make our mark on Shield competition, and hopefully this year we can do that.
and around the Sheffield Shield, you're still finding yourself within the Australian conversation. You've featured a lot for Australia A recently. How has that been like against, you know, India A, and you had the Lions, I think, last week as well, where you picked up 3 wickets. So getting different experiences across your journey.
Yeah, they're awesome experiences. I think a lot of us guys really enjoy that A format, and it's great to get opportunities to sort of, as you mentioned, go to India and then come back and have the Poms out over here and play against them. It's nice to sort of get together as a group represent Australia A, and it's always nice sort of playing against different blokes as well and testing yourself there. So there's been great opportunities for me, and I really enjoy sort of that sort of stuff, and it gives you a chance to work on some different things in different conditions as well. So I really like what they're doing with A cricket, and it's great to be a part of it.
Poor old England, Todd, though. So they're struggling at the test level right now, and then the Lions side faces you guys, and you smash them by an innings and 127 runs. What did you learn about the England reserves players through that fixture?
That's sort of, we're hoping to sort of add some hurt into them as well. So it was great to be able to do that. But they were quite a young group that come out. A lot of guys that are, I suppose, just trying to get some experience in Australia and sort of see what it's about over here. So they had a lot of skill about them, a lot of the young guys, and we obviously had quite a strong team as well. So it was always going to be challenging up at AB field with that bit of extra bounce and pace in the wicket. I'm sure some of those guys that leave that A tour for England will be better for it. So there's a lot of talent coming through over there, no doubt.
One of the players it didn't challenge was Nathan McSweeney, a double centurion now for Australia A, and you were out there for a period of time during that innings. What did you see from the South Australian?
Yeah, he's super assured. I think he's got the game now. He's really confident in what he's doing, and he just goes about his business. He continues to score runs for South Australia, skippering them, and then, it was a really nice innings up there, and I think it was pleasing for him to be able to get a really big score and always just put his name up there as well. So, he's batting beautifully at the moment, and no doubt that at some point he'll get another crack at it.
Former Aussie spinner and the Sydney Sixers member Todd Murphy, my guest on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Should ask you about the test level as well, Todd, because I know you're clawing your way back towards getting into the Australian test side. You featured in Gaul earlier this year, but ultimately dropped for Cooper Connolly. What's the messaging been since then about how you can work your way back into the mix?
The messaging has been really consistent sort of all the way through. It's just about continuing to try and do well for Victoria and those opportunities you get sort of representing Australia and that, and just keep pushing your case. And I'm under no illusions that I'm still sort of learning my craft and trying to keep developing. And there's obviously a guy ahead of the next gen of us coming through, Nathan Lyon, who's been so good for so long and doesn't look like slowing down anytime soon. So it's just about, enjoying sort of what I'm doing at Victoria, trying to continue to work on my game. And and if I get another opportunity down the line, just make sure I'm in a better place to take it again.
It is an incredible resume you've got, but you're only 25 and it just feels like the start of something great. There's a lot of good talent around you though. And you mentioned Nathan Lyon, you're saying there's no sign of him slowing down, but suddenly he finds himself out of the 11 at the Gabba, which I'm sure might be rectified come Adelaide on Wednesday. But, he's turning 38 and there's this flurry of options. Matt Kuhneman's there. Corey Rocciaccioli's a little rogue one. What do you do to make sure that you stand out above the pack?
You're right. There's some really good guys sort of coming through domestic cricket at the moment. I think that's really healthy for Australian cricket. There's a good bit of competitiveness, and then there's also like a great little bond there when we go away to those A tours, India, and that you get to work with each other. So I suppose it's one of those ones you can't really look too far outside your own backyard, and you want to just try and make sure you're looking after yourself and just try and develop at your own rate, and you don't want to be chasing other guys. So for me, it's just about trying to make sure that when I'm playing for Victoria, I'm just doing everything I can to help the Vicks win games, and I think that sort of leads to putting the best performances on the board as you can anyway.
Can be easier said than done sometimes though, Todd, I imagine. Like you're trying to keep, laser focused on your own game, but then, Nathan is left out of the test side at the Gabba and that might kind of pique your interest a little bit or even raise an eyebrow. Like, how did you react when you found out that the Aussies weren't rolling with a spinner in the second test?
I was a little bit surprised, and then your mind goes straight away to, well, if he can't get a game, I'm not sure who else is going to get a game as a spin bowler in Australia. But I was a little bit surprised, but there's obviously some circumstances that they think in pink ball cricket that sort of skewed it that way. And no doubt that sort of moving back to traditional day cricket now in Adelaide, he's straight back in and plays a huge role. So I think one of Nathan's biggest strengths has been his ability to be successful in all different conditions in Australia and around the world, and he can sort of play a role in any game he plays in. So I was definitely a little bit surprised, and as a fellow spinner, you love seeing sort of a spinner be a part of every game because you think you can play a role as well. So, but yeah, as I said, I've no doubt he'll be straight back into Adelaide and hopefully he can play a big role for the last three games of the summer.
You mentioned that long view there, and that was one of the kind of questions that plagued me was, what does this mean for the future of Test cricket? Because we're seeing England, you know, so aggressive with Bazball that they did bring a spinner down under, but, you know, it's so unlikely they might use Bashir in the end because they've just been happy to roll with their quicks. What has that meant for you as a spinner when you touch on, you know, what does this mean for the future of my role as just a broad spinner at first-class level now that I guess a lot of modern batting and teams are kind of going towards that more aggressive style of cricket?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And I think it is something that sort of you do think about. And it does feel like now the game's sort of played a little bit more in fast forward with, guys obviously wanting to score a bit faster, play a lot more shots against all kinds of bowling. But I still think, the spin will play a big part going forward. And, especially on some of the wickets we play on in Shield cricket where they're conducive to pace bowling, it feels like when the spinners come on, batsmen sort of feel like it's their chance to score. But that brings you into the game as well. So, it does feel like the game's sort of continuing to move forward. But I've got no doubt over the next few years that spin will continue to play a big part. And it's always nice to sort of break up the rhythm from the quicks and throw a different challenge at the batter as well.
You've had some good experience on the Adelaide Oval as well across the last couple of summers, really. And I think that you most recently played there might have been in October. But what do you make of the Adelaide Oval track? Do you expect, someone like a Nathan Lyon to be able to do some damage come Wednesday?
Yeah, I do. I think if you look at sort of Shield cricket numbers from spinners, I'd say that Adelaide would be right up with one of the best places to bowl spin around the country. So I've got no doubt that he'll have a big role to play in that game. It usually spins and bounces quite nicely there, and I think he'd have a really good record bowling there. So, I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play a big role in this game coming up.
As I'm sure you will come Perth tonight. Thank you so much for your time, Todd, and we can't wait to get this Big Bash season underway in Perth. We'll catch you later.
Beautiful, mate. Thanks for having me on. Look forward to it.